Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 now and begin your language learning journey.
More dirt and sprain.
Where are you going? And he's like, I'm going bowling. I just started laughing because I'm like, of course you're going bowling on a random Tuesday night.
Sounds like a great Tuesday night.
It's breakfast time with Dirt and Sprague.
Now, do you have your own ball?
I have two balls.
Starting your day with a big cup of dirt and a little splash of Sprague.
Your spare ball, you don't want it to hook as much, so it will go straighter. And then the strike ball, you want to be able to get some crank on that.
Heat on that.
When you hit the pocket, you get big pin action.
Well, everybody wants to hit the pocket. I mean, come on now.
Dirt and Sprague on the Fan Sports Network.
Hey, let's do this final hour. Dirt and Sprague here, Portland Sports Leader, 105.1 FM, The Fan, 1080 AM. The Odyssey app live on YouTube, better late than never. Shout out to all our folks on YouTube today. It's great to be there. Good to be here. What a show it's been. We've talked a ton about the Blazers going all the way back to the opening of the show, who got a win over Phoenix last night, and they are officially in the playoffs. The seventh seed taking on San Antonio, and it will all begin Sunday night. How fun is Monday's show going to be? Either way, just to react to an actual playoff game.
It'll be great, man.
Coming in. It's been a long time since we've been able to do that on this show.
We're also, you know, it's Sunday evening. It's going to be a prime time, the last game of the weekend for
last
the first
one.
Round. Like, that's us.
Isn't 6 o'clock a perfect time?
It's a perfect time.
8:30-ish, you'll be wrapping up.
I'd argue the following Sunday's a perfect time, but yes.
12:30 I'm fine with, too. But, like, if you're going prime time window.
Yeah. I think if you're going to a game, 12:30. 30 yes. is perfect. If you're watching at home, your kind of weekend is wrapped up.
I like having my Sunday night. I'm going to disagree with you. But yes, for most of America.
What is the game Sunday night? Because there will be one eventually that Sunday night, right? Or
I'm talking about our home Sunday game, not this Sunday's game.
Oh, okay.
I'd rather have 12:30 as a person at home because I just like watching afternoon sports.
Got it.
Versus the 6. But 6 for most people, yes, perfect.
Lots to get to. Statter story coming up here in a little bit. We'll talk about the Diana Rossini thing. That story just won't go away. And now she's going away, so there's been an outcome to it. I did find this interesting. Now, I probably would have been able to guess this, but it did blow me away when Swag alerted us to the fact that Portland, in their history, has never won a playoff game in San Antonio.
That's according to ESPN Stats and Information.
According to ESPN Stats and Info, I think their information is a little bit better than Bob Whitsitt's.
That's going to change.
They have never won a playoff game in San Antonio. Now, they're not 0-74 all time. It's 0-10.
It's not great, though.
But 10 is a decent enough sample size.
That's enough. It's not 0-2.
It's not one playoff series and you never won a game. They're 0-10 all time.
Right.
Does that come to an end in this series? Give me a Patrick Harris 10 toes down take. Do they win a game? Yes.
Game two.
Game two, not game one.
I don't know.
You like game two?
I think game one, Wemby's going to come out like a madman.
Well, the other interesting thing is Wemby hasn't played against the Blazers since before Christmas of 2024.
Yeah, he was asked about Denny at the All-Star
That's
break.
That's pretty wild.
And he shrugged his shoulders like, I haven't really played against him. Don't foul him.
Well, he was out, the last half of the year last year? How many games did he play last season? Because he had the blood clot
stuff, and they shut
him down. And then he missed, he's missed him. Did he play? I'm assuming he didn't.
Did not play at all in any of the three games this season.
Three games, yeah. That's wild.
Spurs
Bad
were
luck.
2-1.
I was at, so it wasn't last year then. I was at the game that he played at the Moda Center.
December 21st, 2024 was the last time he faced
and
the Blazers.
And that was at the Moda Center?
I believe so.
And that was the game I was at. He was great in that game. That was a great game.
Another fun fact for you, that Tiago Splitter and Mitch Johnson are the two coaches in this series.
First year.
Neither one has ever coached a playoff game before.
Yep.
So, including to the conversation from last night, that's not a playoff game, it's a play-in game.
Yeah,
right.
Neither coach has ever coached a playoff game before. It's the first time that's happened in the NBA since 2015.
Mm.
And Tiago Splitter.
Former Spur.
Who's on the 2014 title team.
Blocked at the rim by James in 2013.
That's right.
Famous play.
That's right.
Yeah.
The other block that James had overshadowed the previous block.
That was the block until the other block.
And then a new block replaced that block.
It's almost like LeBron's good at defense.
Now we have two blocks. He's Lechoke, though.
I like Tiago, man. I'm rooting for Tiago to have a good series here. I thought last night...
let's just ask the question from last night, because I agree with you. I thought last night was great. I also chuckle in saying that and give the ball to Denny and get out of the way. If Denny doesn't go for 41, they easily could have lost that game.
Well,
what are we saying today?
There was a stretch in the middle of the third quarter, first part of the fourth quarter, when the Suns were making their run. The Blazers were – all they were doing was settling for threes. There was a point they were 1 of 15 from three.
It's because they were hot in the first half.
Yeah.
They shot better in the first half
from
three.
So that's where – and I don't know. He will – He took more timeouts during the game than he did in the regular season. He's one to let guys kind of play through it. That was a point you needed to break things up. You needed to get in their ears and say, you got to stop settling for threes. We need to go back to the basket. Because what got him going down the stretch? Denny going to the basket other guys going to the basket. And then collapse the defense, and Jeremy Grant got wide open corner threes.
Did he do enough to keep his job last night?
I mean, I think they're still going to go through the process of evaluating candidates. The reports are that Dundon's going to be cheap on this, and maybe they interview guys we haven't really heard of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you watch last night and you listen to the players, I don't want them to close it down the way they did the general manager hire or even the Chauncey hire.
So actually interview people?
Actually interview people. It has to matter some deal that people in that locker room rally behind him, like him.
Yeah.
And, oh, by the way, most people, let's use Jordan Ott here, they get a buildup into their first year. Do you know how he became a coach in his first year? The head coach was arrested by the FBI. Imagine being asked to do something and you didn't get to prepare for it at all. It was like, tomorrow you're doing this. You're like, what? That's what happened. And you can, bicker about what he's good at or what he's not good at. You're certainly not wrong to point out that if a certain player doesn't go for 41, but I wouldn't come in today if they would have lost and not had 41 from Denny and said, well, Tiago lost it all for him. I'd be like, why does this team suck so much on offense at times if Denny doesn't have it going? And luckily for them, Denny had it going and gave you 41 points.
Yeah, just this is what I always bring up about coaching, right? Like, we can criticize him, or fans can criticize him in certain moments and plays and calls and lineups and all of that. It comes down to, do your star players show up more often than not?
Do they show up, and do people actually listen to what he's saying and buy in? Think about what John Bloom said yesterday with Budenholzer.
Yeah, it just didn't hit.
You want to talk about a guy who had the resume of all resumes and whatever, and for whatever reason he got there and it was oil and water, and they had to turf him.
Well, that's a title-winning coach coming into a situation, and he's probably saying, no, we're going to do this my way because I win. Tiago doesn't have that yet.
Yeah, he doesn't have that, but I think there's a lot of mutual respect back and forth between in the huddle and in the locker room. And
helps that he's a former player, I think, for Tiago, too. He's been through a lot. Like, Damon talked about that in the Jailblazer doc a little bit, and I know it hasn't helped his coaching career because it didn't go great at Georgia Tech.
Yeah.
But just, like, the idea of, I've been in your shoes, I know what you're going through, and being able to sympathize with ups and downs and bumps and bruises and all of that.
I mean, they have 27 assistant coaches. I think there's some X and O's guys in there that can help out.
I mean, I certainly think that with coaching, I mean, great separate themselves a little more in college than the NBA. I think you know who the best coaches are in the association, but I also acknowledge it could be a slim margin between the best to very good to good to then you got a separate gap of not good leaders whatsoever.
Yeah.
Like, is Charles Lee now a better coach than Eric Spoelstra?
Right. I certainly wouldn't say that.
No, but you give him credit for, you know, Coby White going off and his team not giving up in a moment where they haven't played on that stage.
Mm-hmm.
But Spo also lost his best player.
Yes.
So
can he not coach anymore?
I think there's elements of, like, coaching does matter. I don't completely dismiss it, but you need Denny Avdija's to go for 41 at times.
Yes.
To lift the team. And it's not like he's coming out saying, you know, I drew up a hell of a play here. He's telling everybody in the locker
room
at the podium,
get out of the way.
Congrats, Denny.
He
way
was
to
even
carry
yelling
us.
At Shaden in the final possession because Shaden wasn't moving out
space
of the
out,
way.
Space out, dude. Give him space.
Dude, get out of the way. Because I think Brooks was guarding him, I believe, initially.
Right.
And he's like, get him away from me so I can get to the hoop
and
go, you know, make a bucket here. So, that's one of the reasons that I do – I certainly don't want to downplay some of the fears that people have because I don't know how it's going to play out. But when these stories continue to circulate about how much Tom Dundon is and isn't willing to spend, one, let's just wait and see what the deal ends up being. Is it Tiago? Is it somebody else? How many do they interview and how much do they actually end up paying? But it's one of the reasons that I just don't make that big of a deal out of it. One, because the last guy we hired had never really been a coach before, and he got a contract extension after having one of the worst winning percentages in the history of the NBA based off of a half a year sample size.
Yeah.
And he got the job because he was buddies with the GM. And now going forward, like, I just – Denver to me is a great example of this where – they made a controversial move to fire Mike Malone.
Right at the end of the
regular
season.
They had just won a title. They fired their coach. It's like, what? Mike Malone, who's now making $10 million to be the head coach at North Carolina. So it's worked out okay for him. He's a championship-winning coach. How was Denver this year?
Right. They might be able
to get to
the
three seed in the West?
Yes.
Do they still have the best player in the NBA?
Mm-hmm.
Is their head coach a former coach in the PIL?
Yeah.
Who was probably a cheaper option than Mike Malone.
Well, he's also very respected.
I'm not saying he's not respected. I'm just saying, like, this idea that you have to go out and land a big fish and that, well, we got to go pay Steve Kerr $15 million this year or else. Like, Steve Kerr can't get the Warriors out of the play-in when Steph's not healthy.
Yeah.
I roll my eyes at a lot of that. So I think from everything that you're pointing to after last night's game and some of the comments that have been made down the stretch, I certainly haven't loved every lineup. I certainly haven't loved every out-of-bounds call. That will always be the case for coaches. You've exceeded expectations. You have made the playoffs, not the play-in. You're the 7 seed. Like, I just, if he wants the job and he wants to stick around, I'm all for giving it to Tiago Splitter.
I mean, I think he's put his hat in the ring and has given Dundon a lot to consider when they make that hire. I'd also just say, for everything you just highlighted, I you may not care. Maybe you step to the show and we talk about it and we're like, yeah, whatever. It's going to feel odd if it's a random NBA assistant coach that you don't know, right?
You mean like the last guy we hired, Chauncey Billups?
No, but we knew Billups.
Because he was a player, not as a coach. We didn't know him as a coach. He had never coached
but
before.
But if they hire the lead assistant out of Miami.
Whatever, dude. I had never heard of the guy from OKC before they hired him.
Yeah, no doubt.
He was a G League coach. Do you think he was a little cheap?
Not a doubt.
Cheaper option than Billy Donovan, maybe? How's that worked out?
Assistant coach at NC State. still feeling the same?
I don't care.
I literally don't care.
Okay. I think it dictates 5% of winning in NBA games.
It's totally fine. And then you got David Blatt, and we're like, oh, crap, dude. We got to fire this guy 30 games in.
Yeah, and you fire him like we should have done with the last guy before he got arrested by the FBI.
So you hold the opinion that soccer and hockey does of basically, like, fire him 10 games in, have four in a year.
Our coach got arrested by the FBI, and we made the playoffs.
I know. How about we give the guy leading that group a little credit?
Just did. Give him the job. If he wants it.
You also said, don't care if NC State assistant coach is hired. That's all I'm pointing out.
Yeah, I don't make that big of a deal out of it. I understand the overarching concern for what it means for other parts of the organization. Like, if you want to go there, that's fine. I just, like, dude, hire whoever you hire. Is Denny Avdia going to go for 41? You got a decent chance at winning the game. That's the way the NBA works. Go get Jokic. You'll be fine. I'll coach the team to wins. Let's get to Statter Story, and we'll do it next on The Fan.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests. Proven in all 50 states, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 now and begin your language learning journey.
Baseball and community go hand in hand. And with Pitch, Hit, and Run, you can make a lasting impact.
All right, fellas, here we go.
Register to showcase the foundational skills of young athletes from your local community in the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball, known as Pitch, Hit, and Run. Make an impact today. Pitch, hit, and run. Visit playball.org to sign up today.
Crunch the numbers.
There's 6,127 students at Adams, 58% of which are girls.
So?
So that's 7,107.32 boobs.
Break the news.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Is it a stat or a story?
Evidence based on olfactory prowess is inadmissible, in case you didn't know.
This is Stat or Story, a monumental judgment call with Dirt and Sprague on the Fan Sports Network.
All right, folks, Satter story time on a Wednesday, as it always is. Who wants to lead us off today? Who wants to be the leadoff hitter?
I'll start.
Okay, fire away.
Your number is 200.
200.
200. Is
it? On the dot, 200.
200 on the dot.
On the dot.
Is it the points per shot attempt by one Denny Avdia on the season? Or is it the amount of cows that were on the loose in Michigan after a tornado ripped through a dairy farm? Lot of mooing.
What was the number again?
200.
200.
200 points per shot attempt, according to Cleaning Glass.
What are the chances? It's, I mean, 200 on the dot makes me not confident in either answer. I'm going to go...
I think there's a half cow in there.
Half cow, yeah. It's not 202. There's just 200 exact cows.
Anytime, half a sack.
Anytime
half a
people sack. Think of cows, do you just hear Helen Hunt? Same cow.
Same cow. I'm going to go stat. Give me a stat, Bob. Final
stat.
Answer.
All right. Swag?
I'll go story.
Okay.
Uh-oh, we got split answers.
In the order.
Yeah.
Yeah, a bit high, that 200 guess, but I knew if I gave you an advanced analytic, like
dude,
points per
know.
Shot attempt.
Usage rate? I got no reference here, dude. They give him the ball a lot. Thank you.
Yeah, it's total points scored per 100 shot attempts, according to Cleaning Glass. Denny Avdia, 120.2 in the 83 percentile.
We have too many nerds out there.
That's good. Not quite as high as 200. No, in the lovely state of Michigan, they had a tornado rip through a dairy farm, and officials had to use multiple levels of authority to help wrangle 200 dairy cows on the loose through the streets. Cows are big.
Cows are massive.
They're just running away from you. What are you doing if you ain't tranking them?
That is, yeah, I mean, there's... You got to get some cowboys out there. Last of those bad boys. And bring them back
what
around.
What you do there, man?
You got to pen them back
slickers.
In.
Where's Billy Crystal when you need him?
The whole community had to help with this extravaganza. Just seeing 200 cows on the loose would be wild.
You remember the story of the zebra that got loose up in Washington a while ago? Yeah. My cousin was the one that wrangled it. He used to be a rodeo clown, and it was right down the road from his house. He's got horses, and he happened to be driving his trailer, and he like had a horse in the back of his trailer, and he helped wrangle the zebra.
Wow.
He was the guy. That did it.
Go. What'd you do yesterday? I wrangled a zebra.
Wrangled
a zebra.
All right, Swag, what do you got?
Your number is 1933.
Okay.
Is it the number of made field goals in the career of Denny Avdia?
Oh.
Or is it the year that the first banana split was sold at a soda fountain store in Latrobe, Pennsylvania?
What year was...
It's National Banana Day.
Yeah. What year was A Wonderful Life made?
I want to say late 40s, early 50s? I can look that up. That's not cheating.
I feel like he makes a banana
1946.
Split when he makes...
1946 is when it came
maybe
out.
Maybe he just does scoops of ice cream with coconut on the top.
Yeah?
I'm going to give this a stat, Bob.
You're going to go stat?
I'm going to go story. Sorry. Story.
Give. I'll go stat. Give me stat. Hey!
Damn it.
Denny Avdia, 1,933 made field goals in his career, a career-high 492 this season.
Oh, how about them apples?
He hit 125 threes in both seasons as a Trailblazer.
There we go.
He was not as efficient this year as last year. He was only 32% this year, 36.5% last year. The history of the banana split has actually, there's books that have been written about it. There's a little controversy. Was it in Pennsylvania? Was it in Ohio? But Dave Strickler, a.k.a. Doc Strickler, crowned the king of the banana split dessert by Pennsylvanians. He was attending the University of Pittsburgh, 30 miles from Pittsburgh. He worked as a soda jerk for Tassel Pharmacy in Latrobe. And had a fellow student come in one day, said, give me something different, creative. So he had a banana, split it in half, a scoop of chocolate, a scoop of strawberry, scoop of vanilla.
Ah, the OGs.
Some whipped cream, three different sauces, and there you go.
There we go.
1904, the first banana split.
I'm anti-banana split.
Well, you know how I feel about bananas.
Yeah,
how
you're
can
anti-banana.
You be anti-banana split?
I'm like, of all the things that I could get at a... like a specialty kind of dessert.
Go to an ice cream shop.
Well, are you sitting down to eat it or are you on the go? Because on the go, banana split's trash.
Oh, you would have to sit down and eat it. There's no doubt about that. I'm just like...
Dude, I love a banana split.
I like bananas.
Now, I'm more partial to the peanut butter parfait. The four layers of hot fudge with peanuts in it. But also, I
think I'd rather have a root beer float than a banana split.
No, I'd rather have a banana split than a root
beer float. I like the taste of root
beer. There is some controversy. The Soda Fountain magazine wrote an article that said the first banana split was in 1905 in Boston.
Aha!
Well, that's the first documented one.
So yeah.
So this guy worked at a pharmacy / soda pop place, probably made 33 cents an hour and had 9 houses.
Yeah, it's about how it used to work.
He was going to college, trying to make a
house for 47 bucks,
a buck or two.
Then he bought
the
business for $4, and it's since become CBS.
And now he's worth $38 billion.
He's doing quite well now.
They're eliminating
like
jobs
to be
everywhere.
That, your job, I'm a soda jerk.
I've worked at ice cream stores before.
Yeah, you did.
I enjoy it.
Were you a scooper?
You were scooping.
That's kind of an everything. Customer service, scooper, cleaner, right. Ran the machine, cleaned the machine. The best is when you make the purposeful mistakes so you can take them home at night.
There you go. Oops. You ordered?
If I worked at an ice cream place, I would snag a scoop every day.
How
like
big?
A to-go cone?
Oh, no. Like, legitimately, we would, because it was all high school kids and one manager.
Yeah.
Usually,
we would all make a mistake, put them in the back, and we would just take the one that we wanted every day.
How would you not?
My mom, famous stoner in the house.
Yes.
Every day I didn't come home with a mistake, quote unquote.
A little frustrated.
There was a frustration factor with old Mama Sprague.
Where are you at on that? That was my dessert tonight.
Do you know how high I am? I needed that raspberry and chocolate.
Oh, she liked the fruit? More the fruit rather than like Rocky Road?
She would take it. I mean, swag.
Doesn't matter.
It's ice cream. I understand.
She takes anything.
I'll have it.
Anti-banana split.
Yeah, I just, not my cup of tea, man. Not my jam. Your number is 5, ladies and gentlemen, 5. Is it the number of double-digit postseason games in the career of one Jeremy Grant?
5 double-digit scoring games for Jeremy Grant?
Okay. Or the number of Bears who moved in under a front porch for a New Jersey family who thought this is cute while they hibernated and now they have woken up and they're terrified and they don't know what to do.
Story. He played with the Thunder briefly.
Were they any good while he was there?
Seems like a large amount
five
of
does,
Bears.
Yeah, but 5 double-digit games, he hasn't had any here.
He's never played in one of
And last night doesn't count.
Last
by
night does not count. Not a countsy.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh. That's a lot of Bears.
Am I making you think?
Is 5 a lot of Bears?
I don't know. Is it a lot of Bears? How big are the Bears?
If I told you 5 Bears
are
in the
parking
lot.
Are they baby Bears? Is it a mom and babies? I don't know.
If I told you 5 Bears in the parking lot, would you say that's a lot?
Are they all full-size Bears?
You don't know. You're just going into it blind.
Yeah, I would say that's a lot of Bears.
That's a lot of Bears.
That's a lot of Bears.
So it would have to be a mama bear with
story.
Okay. Swag?
I'll go stat.
You're going to go stat?
Yes.
To Jeremy's credit, he's actually played more playoff games than I thought.
Else did he play?
What's the total of games here?
Thunder was his longest playoff.
35 playoff games total. Denver, he had playoff appearances in Denver, too.
Denver.
Uh-huh.
You're right.
He has 19 double-digit games in his career. His averages, I was trying to find his average. I can't remember off the top of my head. Anywhoozies, 19, he's done decent. Yeah, 5 Bears moved underneath a home in New Jersey. It's a mama bear and 4 cubs, so that is the total of the Bears. And at first, this New Jersey family thought, these guys are super cute. Look at these little baby bears. Baby bears are super cute.
Then they start growing.
Well, then they hibernate, so they climbed underneath the front porch, and they were like, this is kind of fun. And then they woke up from their hibernation.
I'm surprised the porch didn't bust when they woke up and were twice the size of what they were when they went to sleep.
Look at this quote. She told ABC7 that the furry family have their 5 certain cute factor, especially the cubs, that made their unwanted presence a little more bearable. However, now that they have woken up, she is terrified of them, and it's scary to have Mama Bear walking around protecting her cubs.
You need to call.
We're on their stomping ground.
Wildlife services or the zoo. It's like,
I mean, how do if you have bears that move in, you obviously need to call somebody. Are you moving out of your house temporarily?
Yeah.
You have to, right?
Yes.
If it's I'm safe somewhere to else. Go outside, are they on the front? I mean, like, I got
to What if you're one of the neighbors and you're like, do something about that?
What if you don't tell a neighbor and they experience, like, seeing it?
It's going through your trash.
I'm feeling betrayed,
work?
Dude.
I absolutely
You
am.
Have to let me know.
If I'm coming home after dark, like, I need a heads up here that there's a bear roaming the streets. Also, bears in New Jersey. I mean, I guess I should have guessed that, but I, you know, walking around a New Jersey neighborhood. So,
there you go.
Look out for the bears under your front porch. There's Stat or Story every Wednesday at 9:15. Let's get to the latest update and a story that just won't go away. Will it go away now? That is next. Well, obviously, you have a lot of time the next couple of days to talk about the Blazers and Spurs series, which will begin on Sunday. We got more playing games tonight. We can close up there in a little bit. Did find an interesting update out of the NFL world.
Yeah.
That we have an answer on what's going to happen with Diana Rossini, and that is that she is resigning from The Athletic. She released a letter yesterday that she sent to the Steve Ginsburg, the executive director, and basically saying this letter accepted as my resignation from The Athletic. To paraphrase, she says, you know, when it was first reported on Page Six, you guys supported me unequivocally, expressed confidence in my work and pride in my journalism. For that, I am grateful in the days that have followed. Unfortunately, commentators and various media have engaged in a self-feeding speculation that is simply unmoored from the facts. Moreover, the media frenzy is hurling forward without regard for the review process that The Athletic is trying to complete. Continues to escalate, fueled by repeated leaks, and I have no interest in submitting to a public inquiry that has already caused far more damage than I am willing to accept, she adds. Rather than allowing this to continue, I have decided to step aside now before my current contract is up. She is resigning from The Athletic, an NFL insider. She turned off responses to this tweet. I don't know how long it's going to be until we see or hear from her again.
I think she had to do that for her last few tweets.
Yes, I mean, we talked about the numbers that were coming in that she would try and break news on something in the NFL, and it'd be like 2,000 responses and 24 retweets.
Yep.
And it's a fascinating story in the world of sports and journalism and insiders and sources and where you get your info from. And I don't know what the truth is. None of us do outside of Diana and Vrabel, but she is gone from The Athletic.
Yeah, and Vrabel's punishment is he won't talk to the media as much in the lead up to the draft.
No.
And by the way, nice reminder from the Boston Herald, wrote a really good reminder piece. You know, there's literally one of the biggest newsbreakers to ever exist got caught in an email telling the president of a franchise, tell me what you don't want in the story, Mr. Editor.
Yes, he did.
What happened to that?
Adam Schefter.
Literally nothing. I'm not telling you that it's okay to be sleeping with people you're getting sourcing from and all that stuff.
Well, and again, allegedly. We don't know if she's sleeping with Mike Vrabel or not. That's the tough part of all this.
That being said, like, it's not like this hasn't controversy or questionable stuff in journalism hasn't been happening.
Of course.
The Schefter reminder is like the primo kiss of like, nothing happened to that guy. Literally.
No. They all get information certain ways.
Yeah. Tell me what you think, Mr. Editor, to the president of an NFL franchise that you're breaking news about?
Right. I think that's a weird spot of like, there is unquestionably a double standard here.
Well, yes.
And there's also the idea of, there are times in this industry where I feel guilty of falling into this trap. Like, the last one that this happened, I remember, was would she go to Ole Miss? The gal with the boyfriend's dad. And all those rumors were rampant.
Lane Kiffin?
No, it wasn't Lane Kiffin. There was a student at Ole Miss, and a viral story went online about how she slept with her boyfriend's dad
on
a trip.
That's
and
right.
Everybody, like, we all glommed onto
that
for like 72 hours.
McAfee got in trouble for
McAfee
that.
McAfee got sued over it because they were at the NFL Combine joking about it on the air about, sleeping with your boyfriend's dad and all this. And, like, we didn't know the person.
Yeah.
We didn't have a shred of information. And we all fall victim of like feeding the beast and feeding the troll.
Right.
And she came out and just adamantly denied all of it. She filed lawsuits, defamation suits left and right. I don't know where all of those went or if they were settled. Like, there is part of me that did feel like a little bit we fed the beast because it's a sensationalized story. It's a reporter sleeping with a head coach. Like, your mind goes to House of Cards and stories like that.
Oh, yeah.
How are you getting your information? Oh, and Diana Rossini is also somebody who had those allegations thrown out about her years ago that they were eventually then walked back. But the unfortunate part about that is that when you hear the allegations, the Jailblazer doc made me think of this. Like, some, like, whether there's any truth to it or not, like, the way we felt about Bonzi and some of the memories we have about Bonzi is not fair in any way, shape, or form to Bonzi. Bonzi never got in trouble legally. He was never arrested. He was never found with drugs. He wasn't in the yellow Hummer. He didn't take weed into tinfoil. He didn't have a pound of weed in his counter. And I, that was one of my takeaways, because I didn't remember every detail about it yesterday, but it's like, man, my vision went to, I felt like he was more of a troublemaker, and all it really was a quote in a Sports Illustrated article, but what you remember is funny, and that's the thing for Rossini. That hung on to her from the GM's comments of the wife of the Redskins at the time, and then she eventually walked it back, but we remembered it, and then this story comes out. Like, the double standard makes you a little sick to your stomach. I feel terrible for her. I don't know the truth behind this story.
Well, you know, she's going through a lot probably in her personal life,
yeah,
given everything that's been talked about.
Like, if you're her husband, you're asking questions, and no matter how many times she denies it, it's not like you have become the focal point of the internet, and being the focal point of the internet is not a fun place to be.
Well, and I think I slightly disagree with you of, like, not that we'll never see her again, but it's more like, when will we? Barstool will
hire her in a heartbeat.
Okay, and then every time she puts anything out, like, the internet's just not going to let her forget this.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, if you're asking who's going to hire, Barstool would hire. She's on every Barstool podcast. Mm. She's friends with Portnoy. She's on PMT.
She was the highest-paid employee at the New York Times.
She was.
She's, I mean, maybe.
We asked this about John Gruden when his emails were leaked, and where did John Gruden end up?
Yep. Barstool, yeah.
He's making probably a lot of
money.
Took a while. I don't know if it happens next football season or later than that, but we got a ways to go until the football season kicks off.
I was wondering who we see first back at their professions, Sharon Moore or Diana Rossini. He got probation.
Diana Rossini is actually good at her job.
If you told me Jim Harbaugh brought him on as, like, some special assistant type talked about God and forgiveness.
Wouldn't surprise me.
You would be shocked by that?
Second chances. Take his phone away, Jim. Don't let him DM anybody.
I think if Diana Rossini shows up sooner than later, it's more on a podcast than being a, quote, reporter, insider, trying to break news and do something that traditional journalism standpoint.
Right. Well, she is becoming a personality instead of a newsbreaker.
I mean, a lot of this is going to hinge on, like, if somehow it comes out that she's completely in the court of public opinion, like, oh, yeah, there's the other 15 people they had mentioned we had never seen before.
If there's something totally exonerates her and makes everybody else look completely foolish for jumping to that conclusion, then okay. But as long as we're just dealing in shadows and gray areas and he said, she said, whatever.
Yeah, I'll just, my last take on it, too, and I try not to follow them as much as I can. Like, the newsbreaker industry to me is so dumb. Like, we're all going to find out eventually, being the first to report something. Like, Shams gets all of his news, and he tweets out thank yous to the agents who nobody has ever heard of before, and it's just
Do we really care.
Dude, stop, Brown. Like, you're licking their boots, and it's just, and like, I don't care who they are. Your Schefter point is spot on. Yeah. He only reports what people want him to report.
He had
there
to
was
delete
zero
the
independence to anything that he says.
The Kirk Cousins deal. Remember, he tweeted, and then he deleted, and we're like, wait, so that's happening.
We had Arson Judge in baseball. Yeah, how do you think that one made me feel? My team sucks. I'd love to have Aaron Judge on my team.
Nice,
like, nothing ever happened from that. Still breaking news.
No.
But it's all based on just getting ahead. We're all going to find
all for, like, a two-minute head start on it, really.
The team's going to release a press release in an hour.
I
didn't need to know an hour ago. It just, the whole industry is dumb to me to begin with.
Yeah.
Let alone the people that then quote-tweeted and act like they're breaking their own news. When So that's, I mean, look. Tough for Diana Rossini. I don't know where it goes from here, but she made, I think, probably the only move that she could. This was not going to go away. It was not going to die down. People, the feeding frenzy was not going to stop. Every time she tweeted or said anything, it was never going to end. And now maybe being quiet for 3 months makes it dimmer down a little bit. Mm. I don't know, but that's Rossini's move. She's gone from The Athletic. We got more play-in games tonight. We'll close up there. And some final thoughts on the Blazers win over the Suns and answering some poll questions next on The Fan.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 now and begin your language learning journey.
Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient, meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
Well, we got poll questions. We got playing games. Will we double dip the playing? Are we excited for playing tonight? We're going to do the playing again.
I'm excited for Orlando to lose so we can get Paolo Banchero in this beast.
Okay. Blazer Honk Sprague chiming in. Pancaro on his way to Portland.
Sorry, I'm rooting for the misery of other franchises.
I'm okay with that. It proves my take even more right. Five picks for Desmond Bane. Fire the GM for that.
Am I going to watch? Certainly. I will miss some of it because I have basketball tonight. Let me just give you on the front end here. I understand the names involved. I don't have a lot of excitement for either of these games, and that includes having a Steph Curry, Kawhi Leonard game. I'll watch, but I'm not going to be like...
eagerly awaiting.
I'm not over the moon. Yeah. I think the Clippers have been a disaster for 3 weeks, and the Warriors are not good.
Got to be honest with you. Again, it'll be on my TV at periods throughout the evening.
Yeah.
It's going to be a very low care level for me tonight.
As it should.
Are you more Clippers,
we won. We're not involved anymore.
We're done. Our work's over here. Yeah. Orlando's not doing squat. Just end their season. I'm with you. That's fine.
I don't really care about Philly.
Right? I don't care. Embiid's not playing. And then Kawhi, like the Clippers are just lost. Steve Kerr said we're a fading dynasty. Like he already knows the end is there for Golden State. Like,
Your Giants are at the Reds at 3:40. You more into that?
I will watch that, but it's, I mean, they suck. They're really bad.
My Bravo's playing for a series against the Marlins today.
They're there you go.
Yeah, there you go. You got that.
Yeah,
going
4:15.
For you. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I mean, I'm going to keep more of an eye on that than I will probably anything else. But I'll have the games on. I'll turn them on. I'll watch. You know. See a couple minutes. If they're close and competitive,
the Sixers
late
come
in the game.
Down. They're only a point and a half favorite now. It started at 2.5 this morning, and then the Clips are 5.5-point favorites.
Well, after my gambling dub last night on the Hornets, Blazer parlay, I'm going to take a night off. I have no feeling about either of these games.
It's
I don't
nice
care
to
about,
end on a win.
Like, I'm not touching these games. Dude.
Early line, Blazers 10.5-point dogs for game one.
10.5?
I'm looking at... Yeah. DraftKings,
you want to bark
right
over
now.
There, don't you? I need to hold you back.
I don't
You're
know.
USC coming out of the tunnel against Alabama right now, aren't you?
I don't know, man. I really
down,
think,
boy, down.
I think Wimby's coming out to make a real like. No, I'm here and it's time. I don't think he cares about this young narrative thing.
No, I don't think
so.
He does
no,
either.
I'm not coming out barking right now. No, that gets to 12.5. Daddy might have to bark a little bit. Not right now.
Poll question at Dirt and Sprague. If you want to go to the Sunday Blazer playoff game, how do you go about buying the ticket? Do you wait and see or buy now? Now we have.
I should have put game four, but you know.
Yes, I mean, yeah.
I would assume
for people can connect the dots. Sprague wants to go to the Sunday game.
Yeah.
The tickets are incredibly expensive. Now, many people have pointed out the actual team tickets went on sale at 9 a.m.
I think they're gone.
They might be gone. You had to
but
go
people
in...
were trying to say that maybe you could have maybe found a cheaper one from the team site and the secondary market was more expensive. But I'm sure they're now sold out now.
It's hard to navigate a radio show while the ticket office opens.
Yeah, you got to go into the queue and your account and you can't just...
You did it before the show for a Garth Brooks concert one time.
We had a good window for it. It worked out well for me, too.
Wait and see or buy now were your options.
Where are we at right now?
61.4% of people say wait and see.
Okay.
That's the roll of the dice. If they win a game, prices are going up.
I don't want them to be down 3-0.
If they're down 3-0.
Prices are going to... I might be in the 100 level. 3-0?
All of a sudden, you're Bob Uecker. I'm in the front row. I'm moving on up, baby. Somebody get me a Miller Lite. So there's your poll question. You can go vote on that. I did think there's an interesting point to close, and we'll obviously have a lot more time the next 2 days to talk about this and kind of get ready. It's actually from a former Sprague teammate who texted in, so I enjoyed that. The Blazers have a lot of players with no playoff experience. Who do you think will be the unexpected star to show out, no matter how long their run is? Shea, Scoot, Klingon. Thoughts on who becomes the unexpected? Because every playoff run, like think to the...
So who are we eliminating out of this category? Drew, Denny,
Drew,
Jeremy?
Denny, Jeremy, yes, are all off limits. I think so.
Tamani.
Okay. Even after last night offensively?
Yeah.
Yeah, because he was still awesome defensively.
No doubt about it.
I was frustrated with the offense.
He had one of the worst passes I've ever seen in a playoff game.
I think,
in a basketball game in general.
I think Scoot will average three of those in this series.
Yes, he will.
I think Shaden will randomly make me go,
not
are you
Kling
on
Kong.
The court?
Kling Kong against Victor Wembanyama? If he leaves him alone on the three-point line, can Klinger have a Myers-Leonard moment?
I'm feeling a lot on Klingon because, man, he's so damn good on the offensive glass, but the offensive output has just been bad.
Can he do anything defensively against Wemby?
Now, in this argument, does him rubbing Wemby wrong in the ribs...
Yes, kneeing him in the chest.
Does that count? Because you might have to put him in the conversation.
MVP! MVP!
You wanted a dirty player. We might have...
Give me one, baby.
...our overly aggressive player that doesn't care.
Who didn't love... I mean, the flagrant, you could soft, whatever. Like, I love that he grabbed... Brooks was in everybody's face.
I thought
he was
barking.
Soft, like, that's fine. I still love that he did it. I don't care if he got the flagrant or not.
Yeah, I'm going to go Tumani.
Okay.
That's my guess.
That's your go-to guy?
I hope it's Shaden. I'd feel great if it was Shaden, but I'm going to go Tumani.
Okay. Swag, you agree?
Yeah, I think
Tumani's your sleeper cell?
Yeah. Like, he could take over a game with his defense and knocking down threes at one of them. The Blazers, like, if they come out and have one of those games where everybody's hitting threes, then that's how they steal one on the road.
I worry about Donovan getting in foul trouble is what I worry about.
Yep.
Yeah, it's tough. Robert Williams doesn't really fall into that category, too, because he's played in playoff games. I don't know if he'd be a surprise, but he's going to be massive in this
series.
But
Klingon's got to be into his...
There's got to be an impact, man. You got to feel Donovan Klingon playing.
He can't allow Wemby to have space. He's got to close the space.
Close the space. Let's close up the show, shall we? It was a fun one. 1051thefan.com if you missed it. At 1051thefan on Twitter, at Dirt and Sprague on Twitter. That will do it for us. Thanks, everybody, for watching the second half of the show on YouTube. Like the video, subscribe to the channel if you have not done so yet. A lot of Blazer content today, and go check any of it if you missed it. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 6 a.m. The firm of Harrison Meringue is next. Listen to 1051 FM The Fan.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Baseball and community go hand in hand. And with Pitch, Hit, and Run, you can make a lasting impact.
All right, fellas, here we go.
Register to showcase the foundational skills of young athletes from your local community in the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball, known as Pitch, Hit, and Run. Make an impact today. Pitch, Hit, and Run. Visit playball.org to sign up today.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.